I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, an election update on the battle for Alaska's lone congressional seat, and people on the Wind River Reservation say Biden's boarding school apology needs follow-up. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As Republicans and Democrats battle it out for control of the U.S. House, Alaska's lone congressional seat appears to be closer to being flipped. The seat is held by Democrat Mary Peltola, the first Alaska Native to be elected to Congress. KNBA's Rhonda McBride has the latest numbers. People on the Wind River Reservation say President Joe Biden's recent apology for the federal Indian boarding school system needs follow-up. The schools sought to assimilate Native children and separate them from their languages and cultures. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more. Federal officials announced a new round of funding to help tribes access clean drinking water. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, that includes nearly $35 million for tribes in Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma and Prime Video have teamed up to bring the Cherokee language to viewers through dub and subtitles on select titles in Prime Video's library. It's part of the tribe's efforts to preserve the Cherokee language. The first production was Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. The episode premiered during a recent special screening in Tahlequah. All season one episodes of the series are being translated and expected to be available in Cherokee by the spring of 2025. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.